Happy birthday to America. You know, come to think about it, I don't remember if I know of anyone who has a birthday on July 4th. Anyone in the congregation has a birthday, or you know of someone that has a birthday on July 4th? Is your birthday July 4th? You know someone? Okay. Well, do me a favor. Give that person a call today and tell them happy birthday. Okay? All right. We will be focusing on freedom in Christ. And we want to talk about what that means to us and how we can help others to find that freedom as well. I remember, you know, my mom, bless her heart, she has been gone now years. But one of her favorite movie was Free Willy. Do you remember that movie, Free Willy? And one time we were making a visit to Jacksonville. That's where she lived. And we got to the house, and guess what she was watching? She was watching Free Willy. And it was close to the end of the movie. And Free Willy made a giant leap over the embankment, airborne, into the wide ocean. And she was laughing and clapping, and you know, she was just having a good time. And what that meant, because she was watching the movie and thinking that they trapped this animal or whatever into this area, and she was so happy that eventually Free Willy made his or her way out of all of that. And I think about our freedom, the freedom that we have in Jesus Christ. And if you were to go back to that day when you surrender your heart to Jesus Christ and how it felt to have that freedom in Him, where some of you probably felt a burden was lifted off of your shoulder, and you felt that someone was just right there with you as all of that was taking place. The children of Israel knew what freedom was. They were slaves in Egypt. They were under Pharaoh. They worked hard and long hours, deprived of water and food, and even beaten. But God used Moses to set them free. And you can imagine those who have watched the movie as they walk across, leaving Egypt and all of that behind them. And they didn't have to deal with all of that anymore. The freedom that they have. If we look at the passage of scripture, I'd like to have your attention. It should be on the PowerPoint. And it'll be John 8, 33 to 36. I would like to, this might probably not be on the PowerPoint, but the first couple verses before that. To the Jews who had believed him, Jesus said, "If you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciple. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." They answered him, "We are Abraham's descendants and have never been slaves of anyone. How can you say we shall be set free?" Jesus replied, "I tell you the truth. Everyone who sins is a slave to sin. Now a slave has no permanent place in the family, but a son belongs to it forever. So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed." If the Son, Jesus Christ, sets you free, you will be free indeed. I would like for us, first of all, to look at freedom of choice. And we want to go back to the very beginning, like in Genesis, that started out that in the beginning, God. God created us as free moral agents. He created us with a free will, which means we have the right to choose right from wrong, or whatever we decide to do, the choice. And so God is not going to take that away from us. And we still have that today because God didn't want robots. He didn't want to have us like a puppet on a string. But he gave us that freedom that we have. In Genesis chapter 2, verses 16 and 17. And the Lord commanded the man, "You are free to eat from any tree in the garden, but you must not eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. For when you eat of it, you will surely die." So we have a choice today to obey or to disobey. The Lord commanded Adam, and there was no mistake about the instruction that God gave. Now he is faced with a choice whether to obey or not to obey. We have a choice today as well. And God does not want us to feel that because he created us in a certain way, he gave us that choice to say that I want to choose good or I want to choose evil, or there's a choice before us. We need to make that choice as to where we need to go. And so they are faced with this choice as to what they should do at this point. I think of Jonah, who chose not to obey God. And he went in the opposite direction. And God brought him back to where he wanted it, because God had a purpose for his life. And many times, God would probably do the same for us. When he wants us to do certain things or lead and guide us, and we are hesitant in wanting to go in that direction, he gives us reminders in our lives, in our daily walk, to tell us that this is what I want you to do. But God speaks to us. We ask, how does he speak to us? God speaks to us through the written word, the Bible. God speaks to us through the spoken word. On Sunday morning when we come to church and we hear the word, God speaks to us. God speaks to us through music, like the worship team. God can use that to talk to us. God speaks to us through each other. And that's the reason why no man is an island, but we need each other as we interact with each other, as we dialogue, we learn from each other, and God teaches us in those ways as well. And when he does, we have a choice. So we have the freedom of choice. And now we are to choose if we want to follow or not to follow. In Proverbs 1, 29 through 31, it says, "Since they hated knowledge and did not choose to fear the Lord or follow him, since they would not accept my advice and spurn my rebuke, they will eat the fruit of their ways and be filled with the fruit of their schemes." In Hebrews 11, 25, it says, "He chose to be mistreated along with the people of God rather than to enjoy the pleasure of sin for a short time." Jesus said to Peter, "Follow me and I will make you fishers of men." You remember that scene with the great catch? And Jesus was telling, from now on, you are going to catch men. Meaning that you are going to lead men and women to find freedom in Jesus Christ. His word also says, if any man will follow me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Following Jesus is a choice. accepting Him as Lord and Savior in our life is a choice. Making Him to be a part of our life is a choice. The rich young ruler came to Jesus and he asked, "What must I do to be saved or to follow you?" And Jesus said, "Go and sell all that you have and come and follow me." But he went away because he did not want to part with what he has. And I don't believe that Jesus literally meant for him to go and get rid of everything. But Jesus Christ was testing his obedience and what he was willing and prepared to do. Freedom of choice means that we have to choose to believe or not to believe. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. And I believe that believe, and if you have your Bible, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Circle that or underline it. Not in the New Age movement or Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Buddha, Confucius, whatever there is. But believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. The Lord said to Adam, "You will not die." He did not mean a physical death, but a spiritual death. In fact, you will die. But the servant said to the woman, "You will not die. In fact, your eyes will be open. You will be like God." And now they are faced with a choice. Do I believe in God or do I believe in Satan? And so we have the same choice today. And when we go about our life's journey and we are faced with situations and all these things are coming to us, society, the workplaces, the playing field, social setting, and all these things that are out there trying to get our attention, we have to make a choice whether we need to believe or ask ourselves, do I believe the way God is leading me? How do I know that this is what God wants? And God's Holy Spirit will be there to teach us and to guide us. In freedom of choice, we have to choose whether we need to accept or to reject. Jesus came to be the Savior of the world. He came to be the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And He gave His life. He paid the ultimate price. And now we have a choice, and many would have the choice today, is that do we accept or do we reject? Jesus Christ wants to be a part of our lives. He wants to be a part of the lives, hearts and lives of many people and give them that freedom. He wants us to accept Him as our Lord and as our Savior. Do we accept Him or do we reject Him? I think of the thief on the cross. At that last moment, one accepted Him, one rejected Him. When the one who accepted Him says the words, when He said, "Remember me when you come into your kingdom or into paradise." But the other one says, "You save others, why can't you save yourself?" And then we have the freedom of speech. "You will not die," the serpent said in Genesis 3, 4 and 5. "For God knows when you eat of it, your eyes will be open and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." In Luke 23, 39 to 40, one of the criminals who hung there hurled insults at Him. "Aren't you the Christ? Save yourself and us." But the other criminal rebuked him. "Don't you fear God," he said, "since you are under the same sentence." Our speech, the words that we speak today, can do a couple of things for us. It can either build or destroy. We have heard these words before. "You are not going to amount to anything. You are not going anywhere." But Jesus says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. Jesus said, cast your care upon me. His speech, his words were encouraging, they were positive. We have also heard the words, do not give up. I know you are going through some rough times right now, but do not give up. Things are going to get better. I want to encourage you to speak words that will build you up and build others up as well. And sometimes we can be our worst enemy. But we need to remind ourselves that we need to speak words that will build us up. And then our speech can honor or dishonor God. What we do, what we say, does it bring honor or dishonor to God? When we go about our lives and what we say. And sometimes we realize, and I know it happens all the time, we say something and then we look back and says, why did I say that? That's not right. And right there to ourselves, we can say, I'm sorry. Or we can go back to the individual and says, I did not mean that the way it came out, and I was convicted of it. And so we need to remember that we need to speak words that will bring honor and not dishonor to God. Our speech can lift up or it can bring down. Do we lift up the name of Jesus? And every time that we speak or whatever we do, maybe if we say a kind word to someone, or you're visiting a friend at their home and you're about to have something to eat and you says, do you mind if I pray for what is before us? That's lifting the name of Jesus up. And we need to remind ourselves that everywhere we go, do I lift up the name of Jesus or do I bring it down? Our speech can encourage or discourage. We are either an encourager or a discourager. We need to be someone that would always be encouraging people in whatever situation that they might be in, even though they are probably negative in what they're doing. And I would like for us to focus at this point on freedom from sin. Freedom in Christ is the only freedom where one is truly set free. Because the scripture says, if the Son set you free, you shall be free indeed. We may have and enjoy all the freedom that there is. Freedom from alcohol or drugs. Freedom as we think of obesity and whatever the case may be. Maybe financial freedom. But whatever the freedom is, there is no freedom that can be compared to the freedom in Jesus Christ that he gave us. That is the greatest freedom that we could have. And my prayer is that if there might be anyone in our midst or someone that you know that does not know of this freedom, that through our lives and through the ministry of Hope Community Church, that people will come to know about that freedom in Jesus Christ. Jesus is the only way for us to come to know about this freedom. In Romans 3:23, it says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We acknowledge that there is sin. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. We have to realize that Jesus is the only way to this freedom of sin that we are talking about. We have heard the saying or the words, all roads lead to Rome. But all roads do not lead to Jesus Christ. Only Jesus Christ, only through him. Because it says in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. It is only through Jesus Christ and his broken body and shed blood that we can be set free. But we must confess our sins to him. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to purify us or cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And when we come to God, or when others come to Jesus Christ and they say, I'm sorry, I open my heart, I accept you as my Lord and Savior. We must accept Jesus by faith. Ephesians 2:8-9, for it is by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, and not by work, so that no one can boast. It is by faith that we knew Jesus Christ. And you remember once again that the day that you opened up your heart, you took that step of faith and you accepted him as your Lord and as your Savior. And then the freedom that we have, the freedom of sin, we need to take that freedom, the freedom that we have, to share our freedom with someone else. And I hope and trust that we see that others who are out there who are lost and they don't know of this freedom, that God can use us. In Matthew 5:13-16, speaking about us as Christians and how we can share this with other people. And also remember that in so many parts of the world today that people do not have this liberty and freedom to share that with others, for fear that they will be locked up or put into jail or be in confinement somewhere. But thank God that we still have the freedom today to share the love of Jesus Christ. It says that you are the salt of the earth. That is us. But if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be salty again? And to me, what that is saying is that when it says you are the salt of the earth, you are the one that has been set free, or you have the freedom of sin. And if the salt, and if that freedom that you have fades away or deteriorated, then we don't have an opportunity to make an impact to someone. It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled by men. And once again, speaking of us, it says, you are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. And that is us. That's the message that we have. So share your story. There is no other story on earth that is better than your story. No other story than your story. And what that simply means is that just tell somebody what happened to you. That's your story. The Apostle Paul, when he was arrested many times and he was asked, what is your defense and why are you continuing to do this? He said that all I know is that I was blinded. I was taken to a house. I received my sight. And since then, this is what I have to do. And more than one time, that was his testimony and that was his story. Your story is unique. Whatever happened to you, take the opportunity to share that story. Let your light shine. And I don't mean that every single place you go that, you know, you have to wear a t-shirt, God loves you, or a hat, or whatever the case may be, or always be there, but your kindness, your words of encouragement, talking to people, doing a kind favor, whatever it might be, let your light shine In other words, be a difference until people ask you, why are you so different? Why do you do this? Why are you so kind? And then your opportunity is because of Jesus Christ. Because of the difference he has made in your life. And because of the freedom that you have in him. And once again, there is no other freedom that can be compared to the freedom that we have in Jesus Christ. And my prayer and trust is that we would never let that freedom that we have deteriorate in any way, shape, or form. But we will continue to live out that freedom every single day of our lives. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving your Son, Jesus Christ. And Jesus went to the cross where he gave his life so that we can be set free, so that we can enjoy the freedom of sin because he gave his life. Thank you, Jesus, for doing that for us. And we just ask in a very special way that we will continue to walk in the way. We will continue to have this freedom that we have. Lord, we pray for anyone in our midst today, or someone that we know, a neighbor or a friend that we are thinking about right now, who does not know of this freedom, that our lives would be a shining light. Our lives will be an opportunity for them to come to know of this freedom. We thank you and we praise you. In just a little while, we're going to have communion. And once again, we are reminded that how much God so loved us, that he sent Jesus Christ, whose body was broken and his blood was shed, so that we can have life and have it more abundantly. And as you search your own heart today, my prayer is that if there is anything there that would hinder you from taking part of his broken body and shed blood today, that you will bring that before him. And so those to my left,